Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about Discovery Days Conservation Camp. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Leslie Berger, Assistant Extension Professor in the Department of Wildlife, Fisheries, and Aquaculture at Mississippi State University. So, Leslie, I understand that you offer summer camps for youth who are interested in nature and outdoors. Could you tell me about these?
The Department of Wildlife, Fisheries, and Aquaculture at Mississippi State University has been offering summer camps for students. We target kids who enjoy being outdoors and learning about science and nature. We hope we might even reach those who may be thinking about a career related to wildlife, fish, forests, or some type of environmental conservation. These annual events are called conservation camps. For example, one camp that will be offered this year is the Conservation Camp Discovery Days Edition. This particular camp is especially designed for high school girls.
And what is the theme of this particular conservation camp?
Discovery Days Edition is focused on engaging young women in natural sciences, like wildlife conservation, field biology, forestry, water quality management, veterinary medicine, and much more. Research indicates that fewer girls pursue careers in science than boys, even though both boys and girls have similar interests and abilities in science in elementary school and even early junior high. So we'd like to reverse that trend a bit by having successful women biologists teach the next generation what it's like to be a biologist.
And where is this camp held?
We want the participants in this camp to make the connection between science professions and college degrees. So this camp is based on the Mississippi State University campus in Starkville. We take a lot of field trips to other places off campus, like going to the Sam D. Hamilton Knoxby National Wildlife Refuge and the U.S. Forest Service Recreation Area in the Tom Bigbee National Forest. And we use a lot of the great facilities on campus, too, such as the Forest and Wildlife Research Center and the Perry Cafeteria.
So students get to eat on campus just like the college students. Do they get to go to the classrooms and stay in the residence halls too?
They sure do, Amy. We want these camp participants to get a snapshot of life as a college student so they can begin to see themselves as a student who may be pursuing a career in natural science field. We have these professional biologists that come and teach some of the activities, and even students who are majoring in wildlife will come and help with the camp. So the campers can interact with someone who's closer to their own age who shares some of those same interests.
So how many days does the camp run?
For the Conservation Camp Discovery Days Edition, girls will come to campus on a Sunday afternoon and go home after the camp ends on Wednesday evening after supper.
What age do students have to be to attend the Conservation Camp Discovery Days Edition?
This camp is for high school girls who will be in ninth grade or higher this coming August, including any high school seniors who will be graduating this May in 2018. For the most part, this should be equivalent to youth who are 14 years old or older.
And when is the camp held?
The Discovery Days Edition is scheduled for Sunday, June 10th through Wednesday, June 13th.
And if someone is interested in signing up a child, what do they need to pay and what's included in the price?
The residential camps are $325 for each person. This price is all-inclusive and covers all costs, including housing, meals and snacks, activities, and travel for the field trips. Participants will just have to cover their cost of traveling to and from Mississippi State. This registration fee is a lot less than what it really costs, but we're able to offer these lower prices because of a grant from the Mississippi Department of Wildlife, Fisheries, and Parks.
So if someone would like to come to the Conservation Camp Discovery Days, what do they need to do?
The easiest way is to register through the online registration system. You can start at Google or a similar search engine and type in Mississippi State University Conservation Camp, and you should see options that will take you to that site. There are also links posted on the Extension Service webpage at extension.msstate.edu and also the College of Forest Resources webpage. And certainly personnel in Extension offices would be happy to help with registration, especially if someone doesn't have access to online registration. And I also have a paper form that I can mail. So people can just call me, and my number is 662-325-6686. That's 662-325-6686. Or they can email me at leslie.berger@msstate.edu.
Today we've been speaking with Leslie Berger, Assistant Professor. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.